started as a project at university. So we had to create a project looking at what could we contribute to Aussie and outdoor education. For me, I was looking at trying to create a toolkit that educators could use to be able to put into their programs to give them a bit of a zing or a bit of X factor. You know, high engagement, low cost stuff that anyone could do that wasn't dependent on, you know, having climbing ropes and having sea kayaks. So it's sort of, a lot of it revolved around crafting and making stuff, whether it's from flax or recycled things. So that project came out of uni as an educator's toolkit. And then once I left uni, I decided just to try to take that concept and turn it into a business, really, to say, this is what I can provide to tag onto your programs that you're currently running with schools and camps. After maybe about 3 years, I decided for a name change to Craft Lab. We were hardcore crafters. Flax was probably our main thing that we would work with. And just amazing to see these groups just connect and come together through the harvesting process, you know, and for a lot of these kiddies, we kind of know that there's a bit of a disconnection between, you know, where stuff comes from, whether it's food or whether it's stuff that they have, you know, they don't necessarily know where it comes from, the roots of it.
Yeah.
So with flax weaving, for us, we'd always take the group and we'd go to the plant and talk to the plant. You know, they were actually harvesting themselves. So it was an amazing way to deliver some pretty big concepts of what's our impact and how can we be sustainable whilst having an awesome time throwing flax darts or taking it back even further to when I was a kid that we had the opportunity just to be in the bush all day. You know, so knowing that being in a natural space, just, it was great, you know, and I remember that stuff. It was a big part of what I can remember growing up, so it had to really impact me. So I thought we still need to get out and be in the bush for periods of time. Yeah, so that's, I suppose, the roots of what Craft Lab, sort of where it came from and what it started to become. And it's a big concept for kids to try to take on. So I found that through crafting, we could actually start to have those conversations and they would kind of make sense. You know, sometimes we can talk about huge concepts of what our impact on the earth is, and it could be, you know, it could be so confusing or such a big thing to take on that the kids might not feel it or, you know, really understand it. So I think taking it back to the roots where we go and we harvest, we start to feel it and understand it through really simple means. I'm a real wild child, so, you know, we'd just be making stuff. So for me, a sense of belonging was super, super important. So with our holiday programs, we'd all get together and we'd have a board meeting. And then our main goal was that we didn't want to get bored. We didn't want to make it boring. So we talked about, for the day, what's important for us. So how are we going to treat each other? Then we would, in the morning, we'd all be a part of making something for lunch, getting some soup going so that we could have a communal feed. So that was a real big part at lunchtime, that we'd had something that we'd created earlier in the morning that we could all gather around and share. So we would prepare that and we'd get that on the cook, and then we'd go and have a little adventure. When we went on our adventures, we'd pick a location. So we'd say, hey, see that giant tree over there? That's where we're going to meet. You know, however you want to get there, let's meet there. And so we gave a lot of freedom, a lot of choice in the adventure, that it wasn't just, hey, we've got to do it this way. We'd go and have a big adventure, we'd come back, have our shared lunch, and then in the afternoon do a bit of crafting. So we'd make something. Baskets that they could take home and gift away if it's their first little flax projects. We could do some fire lighting. We'd offer up a whole lot of experiences that they could kind of choose from. Again, not saying, hey, this afternoon we're all doing this. So we definitely had tried to have skilled staff with me that we could explore where the kids wanted to go. And then most days we'd either have a giant water slide. So we definitely have a real wow factor activity, whether it's a giant water slide or a big mud slide that we made. So something that was almost like the impossible. We've all been on a water slide.
Full of energy.
Yeah, something full of energy, you know. So our water slides were massive. They were maybe 50 metres long, maybe even more. Or, you know, sometimes there would be one day where we'd have, you know, the neighbourhood's biggest ice cream sundae. And it was humongous. It must have probably been about 5 metres long. We tried to have those real, oh my gosh, I can't believe we're doing this. I think what they really got out of the day is we worked together on what their day was going to be. So I think out of the day, they really had a chance to, you know, to be driving their own experience. So I think that was a big thing, is that they would be supported. Just trying to say, hey, what do you want to do? What do you want to make? Let's work on that. sometimes as adults we can be so busy that, you know, that we don't necessarily really try and, you know, especially on a holiday program, try and make it an individual experience for everyone. You could just say to a whole group of kids, come on, we've got to do this, because it's easier as a management strategy to do that sort of leadership. But I suppose what we really tried to get out of each day is the kids just being supported, you know, 100% supported, yeah. and also inspired. You know, they'd see potentially myself or another staff member making something or doing something. They could just be like, wow, I want to give that a try. Yeah, a lot of support in where their interests lie.
Self-determination.
Yeah, and so the future. So I feel really at peace, actually, because I know that the outdoors is always going to be something that's needed. We live, especially in New Zealand, we're surrounded by nature, but we've also got a lot of technology at our disposal as well. So I feel like we're going to need to really advocate for kids to get outdoors, and probably in the future too. You know, that there might be some resistance towards getting out there, maybe because it's not sanitised, you know, or the unknown can happen. It's nice to know your routines, and it's nice to have the known, but I actually still think there's real value in the unknown. Yeah, I think it's always going to be needed, as long as there's really passionate people who are genuinely trying to get people into that space for the sole fact of it is important to connect with nature, then I think we'll be alright. So I've just created an app, a Rewild Your Child app, which is an A to Z adventure guide, which is all about getting kids out in nature. But not only kids, actually, because this a good friend of mine a few years back said, we don't need to rewild the kids, because they're pretty wild, as, you know, a future space might be we need to rewild the parents.